Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life with your host Avik. This podcast is all about exploring the latest research, sharing personal stories and providing personal tips for improving our mental health and well-being. Each episode will be joined by experts in the field of mental health as well as individuals who have experienced the transformative power of a healthy mind firsthand. Together, we will dive into a range of topics from managing stress and anxiety to building resilience and cultivating happiness. So, join us on this journey to discover new ways to take care of our minds, bodies, and souls. And let's work together to create a healthier, happier world one episode at a time. So, let's get started. Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life. I'm your host, Avik, and today we are joined by Chrissy Mayers. So welcome to the show, Chrissy.
Thank you, Avik. It is so nice to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Lovely. That's really lovely. So Chrissy, before we start our conversation today, because today's conversation is very, very great, where we'll be talking about the strategies for thriving in life and the business. But before we do that, before we delve deep into this topic, I would love to mention this to all of our listeners that Chrissy is a dynamic entrepreneur, author, and advocate for the mental health awareness. So as the CEO of AUI and Clarity HR, Chrissy disrupts the industries with innovative approaches while also spearheading the impactful community initiatives. So her book, Reluctantly Resilient, shares her journey of overcoming the adversity and offers the invaluable insights into the building resilience. Yes, you heard it correct. So why to wait? Let's join us for an inspiring conversation as Chrissy shares the practical wisdom on finding that balance, navigating those challenges, and making a difference. So with this, welcome to the show again, Chrissy.
Thank you very much.
Lovely. So Chrissy, to start with, if you can share a bit about your personal journey and how you became passionate about resilience.
Yes. So I would say that I am, of course, as the book is titled, reluctantly resilient. So sometimes not always running into the resilient space because I want to, but sometimes kicking and screaming because I had to. And so I got introduced really to the power and impact that resilience has when I faced a double trauma. So I had a trauma in my personal life with the loss of my first husband to suicide. At the same time, our business was going through a major change with the Affordable Care Act. And so we were going through a significant trying to figure out, you know, how do we sell a product that has changed a lot because of government regulation? So within 30 days, I had buried my husband and we were launching a new product and a new system in an industry that we had been in for decades as a third generation family business, but had never had to navigate in this particular way. So resilience was something that I kind of stumbled into, not because I necessarily wanted to, but because I had to.
I totally understand this. I have checked about your book, Reluctantly Resilient. So there you talk about navigating the challenges in both the personal and the professional life. So it really attracted my eyes. What would be some of the key strategies that you have found effective for thriving in the face of adversity, if you can share?
Sure. So I would say that there are several things that you can do to make yourself a more resilient person and especially a resilient business owner, because there may be times where you suffer a tragedy in life, but it can also be something simple, an industry change, a key employee leaving you, maybe dealing with something in your family where you've got a child that could be struggling in school or having some issues with friends. So, I mean, there's always opportunities to be resilient, and especially in business. I mean, we drive organizations as CEOs. When we're in charge, we're responsible for the people that are working for us. So I would say that there are several keys that I would give you to being resilient in your your business. The first is to build your interpersonal effectiveness skill. So especially for those of us who may not always like to go to therapy, that think that therapy is a dirty word, it's not. It's really important. It makes you a more whole person. It makes you a more whole business owner, enables you to build skills, to make good decisions, and to work through some of the things that life throws at you. So I would say you need to build your interpersonal effectiveness skills. And the second thing that I would say is that you need a what else for your business. And a what else is something that drives you beyond mission, beyond profit. Because if we just wanted to make money, we'd have jobs. Business and being a business owner is a totally different world. So having a what else for your business. So for us, it's service within the community being just as important as doing business in the community with AUI and Clarity HR. So those are the two things I would say, building your interpersonal effectiveness, which sometimes means going to therapy, and then also having your what else for your business.
Yeah, that's really, really true. I totally agree with you. Yeah. So as the CEO of AUI and Clarity HR, how do you incorporate the resilience into your leadership style and at the same time, the company culture?
Oh, there's a few different things that we do. So the first that we did when we first started talking about the importance of building resilience skills, Avik, was within our organization, we contracted with a company that helped us build that skill set individually within our employees. So we went through a year-long program, which actually happened right along COVID. So right along the pandemic, we didn't realize that we were building these skills for something that we were going to be using in real time. So we worked through those, building the skills with an organization that supported us on the consulting side. And then also what we do is provide space. So for me, I know that having a good routine around my own mental hygiene is really important. So taking the time to meditate, also write my ideas down on paper. Sometimes you need to separate from a situation if it can be really intense emotionally. So being able to kind of take a step back, get my head above the fray is really important. And so I also make sure that what I practice, I also encourage my team members to practice as well. So making sure that we can build those interpersonal effectiveness skills, being vulnerable in what we're thinking and what we're feeling, feeling safe in a space where I can say as a business owner, you know, I may not know the answer to that question, or I may not know how to solve this problem yet, but that doesn't mean I'm going to stop, because resilience isn't about being able to have all the answers and being able to solve the problem right away. It's being willing to keep taking the next step towards figuring it out.
Exactly. And I really love the approach of top-down approach where you guide your team, you guide your members below you, and you guide them through the whole process. It's really, really required, and it's really great, I would say. And so what advice do you have for the individuals who may be struggling to maintain that resilience amidst the pressure of running a business?
Oh, that's a good question. So the first thing I would say is stop trying to be Superman or Superwoman.
Yeah.
You cannot do everything all the time. And asking for help is one of the biggest signs of strength. So again, it's not about knowing all the answers. Sometimes it's about raising your hand and saying, hey, I need to talk about this with someone. I need to build my leadership skills and my interpersonal effectiveness skills, how to work through different conversations, how to create solid boundaries around when I'm going to be a business leader and when I'm going to come home and be a participating member of my family. Because another thing that happens a lot of times with entrepreneurs is we don't turn off. And so when we don't turn off, our family misses us to the point that we may be home from work, but we're still in the work. So being mentally present, practicing mindfulness is something that I think every business leader can really excel at, and it can drive them forward, not only to make them a better individual within their workplace, but also make them a better human at home.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely true, I would say. So your community impact programs like AUI Gives Back and the Clarity Cares are the commendable initiatives, as I would say. So how do this program contribute to building the resilience both within the team and the communities that you serve?
Oh, I appreciate that question. So there are so many different ways that we can create ripples of impact, especially as business owners and individuals that lead teams. So a few things that we've done with AUI Gives Back and Clarity Cares that are specific to building mental health and resiliency. So first, I serve on one of our government boards for mental health and addiction services within our county in Ohio. So seeing where dollars need to be spent, helping to allocate and advocate for individuals who may have persistent mental illness, also ensuring that we reduce stigma. But I would say with Clarity Cares and AUI Gives Back, enabling our team members to find other projects that they are passionate about that gets them beyond just the work that we do every day, beyond the insurance that we sell and the HR services that we give. It enables them to find something that is more important beyond what they do in work. It's an extension of a mission, and it's also an extension of themselves. So even thinking about, you know, what are some different projects that we can do? So we participate in a safe drug disposal program. So that's something that we advocate for in making sure that senior citizens and other individuals within our community can dispose of prescription medication that they no longer need safely so that it's out of distribution. So we work on that impact project. But then also asking our team members, what are things that you would like to see? And what are things that you would like to do as far as impact, as far as give back? So we have an organization that we're getting ready to work with next week called the International Soapbox Derby. So they race soapbox derby cars in Akron, Ohio. And so we're going to their facility and doing some cleanup, doing some painting, doing some light groundskeeping to help them get ready for their a program which launches in the spring and the summer. So again, it's finding different things that we can do to create ripples of impact in the community to enable our community to be a better place. Because again, we think that serving the community is just as important as the business that we do in our community.
Exactly true. Exactly. So, balancing the professional responsibilities with the personal well-being can be challenging. So, how do you prioritize the self-care while also
Oh.
managing the demands of the leadership?
Oh, that is such a good question. So I would say that first, what I would tell you is that our family, we call ourselves Team Awesome Sauce. So when you have four different people with three different last names, a mom that builds businesses and a dad that played team sports, you get a team name, a team motto. We put more awesome in the sauce and a team purpose, which is we radiate awesome to the world. So one of the rules in being a member of Team Awesome Sauce is that we have to be intentional with our time. We treat our time as a trusted and valuable resource. So being able to turn off and not be the business owner all the time is really important. Creating clear boundaries around not just the work that I'm doing, but also the time and community impact as well, because serving in the community on a nonprofit space and kind of volunteering, that can also occupy, in essence, another job. So it's really important to have that balance. And what I would say is that my most important practice that I have, there's two actually. The first would be mindfulness. So making sure that I am physically and mentally present at all times, because it doesn't matter if I'm helping our daughter with her homework, if I can't pay attention and be focused and help her and be in that moment with her, if she's having a conversation with me about something that happened at school, if I'm thinking about the presentation that I have to give tomorrow for a customer, that's not going to serve her. So making sure that I have clear boundaries around when I am showing up and who I am showing up for is really important. And the other, I would say, is still continuing to go to therapy and build those skills around communication, around interpersonal effectiveness. I mean, I've been going to therapy for over a decade at this point, but you know, I can still learn and I can still get better at all of these skills because life continues to change. We continue to level up in different spirals and in our career and in community. So it's really important that you stay on top of those skills and knowing that there's always going to be moments where you need to process and have a conversation with someone that may or may not be super comfortable. So being able to have a safe space where you can talk about your thoughts, your feelings, process the things that come up for you is really important.
That's lovely. That's really lovely. So, if you can also share a story of a time when the resilience played a significant role in overcoming a business challenge or the personal setback.
Sure. So I would say most recently, we've been dealing with some different churn within our organization. I think like a lot of organizations, once you exited out of the pandemic, it kind of became a point where people started to think about, what do I want to do with my life? Do I want to do this job every day? Do I want to kind of change the direction that I'm going? And so, part of being resilient as a business owner is ensuring that even as you have churn within your staff, how you can ensure that the individuals that are still staying with your organization are excited to be there and not getting upset when someone needs to exit. So, my resilience at this point is working on continuing to build the right team to put the right people in the right seats and ensure that we have a really thick culture that enables us to continue to serve in the community. So that's something that I'm working on right now. I would say a very quick story is when I was, and it's in the book, when I was trying to be Superwoman. So I had lost my first husband. He passed away in August of 2013, and it was December of 2013, and I was bound and determined that Maddie and Caleb, our two kiddos, Maddie was 5, Caleb was 18 months at the time, were going to have an amazing Christmas. So I planned our entire Christmas from top to bottom. I had everyone coming over for brunch a couple of days before, and I was preparing everything, getting our dinner ready that night, and I received a card in the mail that caught me off guard. It was a Christmas card, but it was also a sympathy card. And instead of paying attention, I turned on our oven to make the chicken nuggets for our kids for dinner and forgot that I had put 6 bags of brown sugar in the oven just to store because I was making brunch the next day. So I eliminated immediately. I mean, sparks are shooting out of the oven. The kids are, Caleb's sitting in his high chair munching on a cracker. Madeline is running around the house. I'm calling the fire department. And because I wasn't mindfully present in that moment, I almost burnt my house down. So it's a good reminder to always be thinking and being present in the moment and also being willing to ask for help. But in that moment, the learning for me was I wasn't ready to ask for help. I hadn't thought through things. I was still trying to handle everything on my own. I hadn't fully processed the grief and the loss of my spouse. And so in that moment, I almost completely lost everything because I wasn't willing to be present and confront the hard things that I needed to.
Exactly. Yeah, understood. I can understand. So, I mean, many entrepreneurs face that setbacks or the failures along the journey. So, how can they bounce back from these experiences and turn them into the opportunities for the growth?
Yes. So I was listening to someone yesterday. So I participate in a program with Goldman Sachs called 10,000 Small Businesses. And I had the opportunity to give their graduation address for the newest group of individuals who just graduated from the program, Small Business Owners. And what we talked about specifically was about failure versus quitting. So business owners do not fail. They just continue to move on. To quit is to truly fail. So I look at failing as a learning opportunity. I mean, sometimes we say that fail stands for first attempt in learning, FAIL. So, as long as we can have a lesson from the things that we are doing, whether it is successful or it is labeled as a failure, as long as we're willing to get up and keep taking the next step forward, I don't think it's truly a failure. I think that, Avik, we're looking at the ability to keep moving. And as long as we don't quit, and we keep going, we're going to reach our destination and be successful. It's just a matter of time and consistency and the willingness to be resilient through that process. Resilient people don't quit. Resilient people fail. We absolutely fail, sometimes miserably, sometimes epically, and we write it in a book. But we don't quit. We keep going. And I think that's what makes entrepreneurs, true entrepreneurs, successful. I think it's what makes business leaders, those people that you look up to, is it's not because everything is happy, everything is successful all the time. It's the willingness to say, this is hard. I have to be vulnerable. I don't know all the answers all the time. And sometimes it's not going to end the way that I want it to. But as long as I keep going, I know that things are going to work out.
Lovely. That's really lovely answer. Great. So looking ahead, what are your top tips for the individuals and the business leaders who want to cultivate the resilience and thrive in both the life and the business?
Yes. So I would say first, to take care of the business and to live a full life, you first have to take care of yourself. You have to take the time to build your own resiliency skills, build those interpersonal effectiveness skills, whether you're willing to go through some type of therapy, whether it is going through reading different books to kind of build that muscle, because not everybody wants to go to therapy. And while I think everybody should, I can't make you. So if you're not going to do that, I would say listen to podcasts like this one to kind of work on building that muscle. Think of different ways that you can be an example to others, because if you're leading a team, you really need to also lead yourself. And taking care of yourself, taking care of your own mental health, being able to take breaks, being able to be honest with yourself, what you're thinking, what you're feeling. I mean, sometimes, Avik, it's hard to be in your head as an entrepreneur. It can be
Exactly.
scary. So being able to have those moments where you're able to sit quietly and go, what's going on? Checking in with yourself, I think, is so important. And then also finding individuals that will hold you accountable, whether that is a mastermind, a group of friends, a group of colleagues, someone who will say, hey, are you doing what you're supposed to be doing to take care of yourself as a business owner? Yeah. Are you sleeping? Are you eating? Are you exercising? And really, what are you doing to take care of your mental health? Because if we don't take care of the mental health of the business owner, the whole business suffers, which means that the employees can deal with difficulties, the business itself deals with difficulties, and then we're not shining in the community the way that we were meant to. We're not stepping into our full destiny as entrepreneurs. So it's really important that you take care of yourself first.
Really lovely. I really enjoyed the insightful episode today. And thank you so much for joining in this episode, Chrissy. It's really, really beneficial, I would say. And so all the listeners, like we have learned today about the valuable strategies for navigating the life challenges and thriving in both the personal and the professional spheres. So always remember that resilience isn't just about bouncing back from the adversity. It's about bouncing forward, stronger and wiser than before. So be sure to subscribe to our podcast for more inspiring discussions on building a healthy mind and a fulfilling life. So until next time, stay resilient and keep thriving. So thank you so much.